USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering coronavirus testing across the United States.
We just came out with a new listing on testing. We just cracked 10 million tests, which is here. I said you'd like to show that to everybody. 10 million. We set an all-time record by far.
Senator Rand Paul is taken back following the release of documents related to the unmasking of Michael Flynn.
This is a smoking gun, if there ever was one, that Vice President Biden was using the power of government, abusing that power to go after a political opponent.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on Fox News as Vice President Joe Biden and former President Barack Obama both appear on a list declassified by Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, Boy Scouts will not be able to place American flags on grave sites of veterans on Memorial Day. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump's program to bolster domestic production of ventilators has generated such a domestic surplus in mere weeks that the United States is now offering thousands of the life-saving machines to nations abroad as part of its global humanitarian relief effort. Countries expected to receive the ventilators include France, Italy, and Spain. A restaurant in Northern Virginia plans to fill all its tables when it reopens while still maintaining social distancing. With that story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The well-known Inn at Little Washington will seat groups of mannequins to make the 3-Michelin-star restaurant feel full when it reopens with restrictions. Coronavirus safety guidelines will prevent the restaurant from serving more than half its normal capacity when it reopens on May 28th. The chef telling reporters he's always had a thing for mannequins. He says he can dress them up, and they also never complain about the food. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The NASCAR season is returning on May 17th at Darlington Raceway, months after being paused due to the coronavirus pandemic. The races will not be exactly as they were pre-quarantine, as there will be no fans present, and qualifying will look different. But according to NASCAR pit reporter from Fox, Jamie Little, it's great to be back on the track.
Yes, for sure. We are going to have a race, and we are going to have all 40 of our drivers out there. So that'll look the same. Once the green flag drops, it will be racing like you're used to seeing at home. But behind the scenes, things are going to look different. There will be a scaled down amount of people. Obviously, the pit boxes won't be as full, and there won't be any fans in the stands. So I think from that perspective, it will be weird for the drivers. It'll feel more like a test where it's kind of quiet. But there will be a reporter there. We will be covering the race, and I think looking from home, things will look the same, and that'll feel good.
Yeah.
The Democratic National Convention is scheduled for this summer in Wisconsin, but presumptive nominee Joe Biden is unsure about its prospects.
I don't know. I think we have to follow the science. We got to follow the rules. We got to follow what the experts tell us. I hope we can. It may have to be smaller. It may be in a different venue. I just don't know.
The former vice president making his comments during a Snapchat interview. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.